We have a slightly briefer reflection for you today since we have our annual meeting following this communion service. And it's ironic because we have St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, which is all about community, and we did not read it today in order to have an abbreviated service about community for our annual meeting, which we hold. The epistle reading we did not read is that famous reading about the body, one body. Some of us have sung a song called One Body for years, One Body in Christ. The early Christian community in Corinth were in the midst of this tense conflict. Some claimed that their spiritual gifts demonstrated their spiritual superiority. This was anathema to Paul. Paul says, "Whoever boasts should boast in the Lord." And he begins that beautiful passage. We are all baptized into one body. We're all given to drink of one spirit. So unity is graceful. Human effort is secondary to grace, which unifies. And this grace calls us to serve each other. This grace calls us to love the world. And in so doing, each person's uniqueness is not erased, but rather enhanced. We all share in both honor and shame as a community in Christ. And so Jesus creates controversy in today's gospel when he claims, "This is now fulfilled in your hearing." Remember, he's come home. He's come home to his community. He had been away. He had been baptized by John, and the Spirit calls him, and he goes into the desert, in the wilderness, to pray 40 days. Lindy has been away 30 days. Not quite as good as Jesus. But she must be different now.
I can go back away.
Oh, hey. She's returned home after rest, after prayer, calm, hopefully unbusyness. She has a glow to her. I wonder if Jesus had a glow coming back to Nazareth, like Moses coming down from the mountain. We know that his message ignites. His message is on fire, beginning this controversial public life. The Spirit has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to release the captives, to recover sight for the blind. And then he says, "This scripture has been fulfilled here now in your hearing." I am anointed by the Spirit to do so. And so the Christian movement, the Jesus movement, begins. A community is formed. Conflict happens. And the community changes the world. And so it goes all the way to today, to here, now, you, me, in this hearing. And so we are called to be of one body. As St. Paul writes, to use our gifts, each unique persons, to bind up a hurting world, to bind up our own hurts so that we can become wounded healers. We are called to glow, to be on fire. We are called for our souls to be ignited. I shared a poem by Mary Oliver at Centering Prayer this week. Mary Oliver, the very spiritual poet who passed away. I'd like to share it with you. It's called What I Have Learned So Far. Meditation is old and honorable, so why should I not sit every morning of my life on the hillside looking into the shining world? Because properly attended to, delight as well as havoc is suggestion. Can one be passionate about the just, the ideal, the sublime, and the holy, and yet commit to no labor in its cause? I don't think so. All summations have a beginning. All effect has a story. All kindness begins with the sown seed. Thought buds towards radiance. The gospel of light is the crossroads of indolence or action. Be ignited or be gone. We are not gone. You are not gone. And neither are all who have gone before us, as we say, that taught us and teach us, as we reiterated at Louise Gould's memorial yesterday, about the truth that people have carried, truth about love, about forgiveness, about gratitude, to have courage. From Jesus in the synagogue to Paul's boasting about grace to our own loved ones and mentors who imperfectly strove to be ignited with love and compassion and kindness and truth and so hope. And so we endure as a community inspired by Christ. I'll read later a modern-day epistle about this community at the end of our annual meeting after reporting on finances and election of leaders, politics and business, so that we can boast in the Lord, hopefully, and continue to give regard in the Spirit of Jesus, so that we can continue to speak truth as much as we can as we discern it, and in order to move past divisiveness and partisanship and not listening. That's what the Covington Catholic Boys and the Native American drummer, the Hebrew Israelite media blitz was all about, I think, about shouting at each other, not listening. So indeed, as a community, we celebrate today because of Christ. We have a model of hope, of integrity, to oppose evil, to lift up the hurting, to listen, to pray, to gather, to work together, to be ignited by the Spirit of yearning. Let us listen and let us strive or be gone. Amen.